Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You know, August heat means your air conditioner is working overtime, unfortunately. During the peak cooling times, maybe just nudge the thermostat up just a degree or two until you're comfortable. And be sure to change those air filters. More tips at mte.com/myenergyplan. It's August, so we're always sweating to the oldies. Jennifer Sanchez joins us here this morning. And man, still need shorts. Can we get some at Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift?
You can. But here's the fun part.
I know. You're bringing out the coats.
I am. People are already asking for hoodies.
Really?
Like, what? I know.
I am wearing a long sleeve pullover, but it's always cold in the studio.
It is always cold in here. That is very true. Yes, so we do have shorts and all that good stuff, but we are definitely coming towards end of month. So end of month means I will eventually start really clearancing out all of our clothes and our summer shoes for sure. So that is definitely in the horizon. So I'd be like just watching for that. More than likely this weekend, I'll probably get some sales going, and then next weekend for sure a bigger sale going on. People are already asking for those hoodies. In this 96 degree weather, I don't get it, but
the kids love to wear hoodies to school, you know,
all the time. So yeah, so it's time to make that transition over. We want to get that changed over and get all the winter and fall stuff out come the beginning of September. So that is definitely a goal of ours, and it's a big transition. It takes us like a good week to get everything switched over. So we're going to start working on it. Like I said, start doing the sales this weekend for sure, next weekend, and just get that starting to roll out. And then also, oh my goodness, fall stuff, Halloween stuff. I know it's in the horizon. Planning on slowly going to start bringing that stuff on out come next week a little bit. We'll do like peaks of it. But that will definitely be again the beginning of September. So beginning of September for us is heavy. It's really a heavy time of year that it's such a major flip of flipping clothes and starting to move stuff around. Cause our vintage room, we clean out our vintage room and make that all Halloween. So it's an undergoing. So we put stuff on sale, get that cleaned out, move on things to another ministry so it has a new life and hopefully get going over there in that world. And then,
Transition.
It's a lot, but I have a really good team. We just jump on in and get it going and just get it done. I mean, we just get it done. So, I wish I had, you know, that bigger flooring that I could always just keep out clothes all like the whole year round and even start putting out, you know, Halloween sooner. We just don't have the space. So I've got to really minimize our time wisely and make good transitions and figure out the best strategies for what God's given me to work with. So I've got to be smart with it.
Well, Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift is on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, right across the street from where Roses used to be. And where AG Sporting Goods, that's the location where that was back in the day. And for those newcomers, what are some of the landmarks that you give people? So now
O'Reilly's is over there. That just opened up across the street from us. And there's something else.
I was thinking AutoZone, but I knew that wasn't right. But I was in the neighborhood.
O'Reilly's. So that, and there's a really delicious Mexican restaurant right across the street from us. I go there like once a week.
That used to be the Pizza Hut.
Yes, I heard that used to be Pizza Hut. But now it's a yummy Mexican place. But I typically just say we're always a couple minutes from MTSU. We're really close to the lights of MLK in Middle Tennessee. So I kind of just go with those landmark points. Because obviously for newer people to know, because O'Reilly's maybe 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So they just really opened up. And Ollie's. I'm saying that right. Yeah, there's a little, it's a bargain store, Ollie's. That's going to be opening up. But I actually, or it might be open now.
Okay.
So that's across the street now too. So it's definitely, it's going to bring a new wave of traffic, which I think is going to be good.
And the satellite location of Donut Country is over there. So if you know where that is. Yeah.
There we go. Donut Country. That's
Everybody knows where that is there.
Yeah. Another yummy, very yummy place. So yeah, we're really in that kind of nook of the corners. I know people pass this all the time. Like, I did not know you're here. Because we're just those two little doors in between the convenience store and the awning place. And I'm like, I know it's, you go past as you won't even see us. But when you walk in, they're like, oh my gosh, it's so much bigger than what you think. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Now go by.
Yes. Try not to go by. So we have a couple of thrift flags outside. We do have our name outside too. This weekend and next weekend, I'll definitely have like the sales sign outside, and I'll probably get some balloons and fun things outside too, to kind of give us more of a, hey, come this way look. But yeah, it's all coming along. And yes, I've already got to put out hoodies.
I know, it's crazy. Well, it was just a few weeks ago you were doing a big summer blowout and the celebration. How did that go?
It went so good. Oh my gosh. We did a huge mailer. We sent out 4,000 postcards to all of our local residents right around us. And I still see people caring because the coupon on there is good until end of September.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll actually get like the fall deals too, which is really nice.
You saw that they're all gone from here too, by the way.
Oh, good. So I'll still see customers walking in with them. They'll with their in their hand or their purse or whatever. So they're still looking for that really great deal because it's a good 50% off coupon. So I really think that went well. Overheard over and over again, oh, this is my first time in. So that's really good too. Yeah. I love hearing that because then hopefully we will have a good draw and draw them right back in again.
There's a second and a third and a tenth time, right?
I'm hoping my team did a really good job at selling ourselves because it is definitely customer service and saying hi and just walking in. And like, I'm still shocked. Where was I? I don't remember where the heck I went, but I just, you know, walked around and people passed. Like I saw two employees pass me up, didn't say a lick to me, didn't say hi when I walked in, didn't even say goodbye as I walked out. It's like, y'all, do you not get that customer service goes a long way? It's like, no wonder your place is a desert.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't you get that people want to say hi? No, we won't keep bothering you, but we want to say hello and how are you doing and whatever the sale is, what's going on. Or and that's why my employees, they do all the positions on the floor. They work the register, but they also work the floor in the warehouse, because if somebody walks in and says, hey, do you have a toaster oven? Any of my employees can say, you know what? I'm not sure, but kitchen is halfway down on the left-hand side. Or if they just plugged in a toaster oven the other day, they'd be like, you know what? I plugged something in.
Yeah.
So,
or if they just work the register, they don't know,
yes,
really.
Yeah. So, that's why I work all my employees all around the store. So they get to know the store, they get to know the people, and it is good customer service.
Nice. Well, Steered Straight is in the name of Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about back to school and all the shopping and things that, and looking for hoodies apparently, that people do in the store, that also means that the ministry that the store supports is also getting ready to really kick it into high gear.
They are. I think it's in another week. So it is definitely getting going again. And Michael is going at it. He is under some new treatment.
Okay.
It's experimental. We're going to just keep praying for that one.
Under cancer treatment right now, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And they're changing some things up and trying something new.
Yeah.
But
we do want to be in prayer for him.
Yes.
So for those out there listening, the power of prayer can help, obviously. And so if we get all of Rutherford County doing that, hopefully we'll get some good news coming out of that.
I hope so too. Yeah.
But he's still planning on going.
He is absolutely.
And a great team with him that are
there
going
is.
Out too.
Yeah, there is a really good team that works with him. There are other speakers. So if something like does occur that he's not feeling good, that speaking engagement coming up, he does have other speakers, another team that is waiting in the wings that can help and take over for that. But he is right now his goal is to do it, is to get out there, keep talking to kids, keep working that avenue. His wife, she's behind the scenes. They've got people who call the schools and say, hey, this is what we've got. Would you like to have this come out to your school and talk to kids about drug and alcoholism, suicide and bullying? And it's his story in a nutshell, plus other stories too of people who have made it out of addiction of some sort and ones who have not made it out of addictions, and what that looked like for both sides of those families and both sides for that person. So it is, it's very impactful, and it's anywhere from a 60-minute assembly to a 90-minute assembly, all depending on what the school is able to give them. But then, yeah, his wife, Darla, she runs what's called the Hope House in McMinnville. And that is for counseling, again, for addiction, counseling for trauma, counseling. So she is a counselor in what she does there. So Steered Straight has got a really good umbrella for sure. And so, yeah, the store is part of it. So we are a non-for-profit, and our money goes back to keeping Michael out there, especially if schools that don't have money that can't pay. That's where we kick in. That's where we kick in that airfare or him staying an extra hotel night or whatever, or that car rental or whatever that might look like, wherever he is talking to.
And when he goes out, if you want to just know that when you shop at the store, you're helping to get him into the schools to speak to these kids, middle school, high school. Every time he goes to speak, there's a story of kids being impacted and turning over those vape pens or turning over those drugs, you know, no questions asked.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
And hopefully changing the course of the lives of those young people.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of his biggest like home runs, is saying these teachers, these counselors, they are here for you. Your parents are here for you. If they are reaching out saying, talk to me, go talk to them. And if you can't talk to that parent because of whatever the awkwardness is, then talk to the counselor. Yeah. Go talk to somebody who's neutral. And so he gives a huge, huge plug to the teachers and to the counselors and to the security people that are on the campus too. Like, he really supports everybody, the principals, whoever is there that would be that ear for that kiddo.
But he always goes out with a pocket full of stuff.
Yes, and he does.
You know, that's what's amazing.
It is. It's absolutely amazing. And a lot of schools now actually have bins where they've got drop bins to be like, turn in this vape pen and make it go away. So a lot of schools are actually turning to that, because he would walk into the school with a box or something like that, saying, I'll take this out of your hands or whatever that might look like. But yeah, it is. And it's not just vape pens. It's also like the gummies that are laced with whatever drug it is. Because unfortunately, there's a lot of candy out there. This is, again, this is all directed to our youth. It's all directed to our kids. They're killing our kids. Yeah. They're deliberately doing this. It's all directed to them because they make a bag of Skittles look like a bag of Skittles, but they change the K's to a C or something like that. They'll change enough of the package so they can't get sued, but it still looks like a bag of Skittles. So when you just walk by, because again, if you don't look at it, but you just think, oh, that's just a bag of Skittles, it's not. Or again, a bag of gummies or whatever that might look like. And this is directed for kids to be deceitful, to hide things from their parents, from adults. And again, these industries are out to get our kids, out to get our kids. And it's absolutely horrible.
Well, that is the fight of Steered Straight. That is why Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift exist, to help keep Michael and his team in the schools, fighting the good fight, telling the stories about, you know, hopefully changing the lives of these kids. And again, I've seen it time and time again. He'll go out and he'll post some pictures of speaking at a school, and then always within those pictures is, you know, the box full of vapes and everything else that he's taken up there. So it's just really good to see the work that is going on, for sure.
Absolutely.
So get on into the store. if you're going to get the shorts, the summertime stuff to keep the kiddos the next couple of months, you know, in their cool attire, or if you need hoodies coming up here in a couple of weeks.
It's happening. It is happening. It's coming. Those hoodies are coming. I promise. I promise. But yes, we first need to get through our summer stuff.
So where can we find you at Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift?
Sure. We're at 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Again, just a few minutes from MTSU. And hey, we got furniture in there too. So all those MTSU students, college students that are about to start coming back, we've already started seeing them with their parents. We've got, you know, the dresser, the nightstand, the sofa, or whatever. So we've got those items for those dorm rooms. So come on in and look for furniture that way. And if you need furniture that needs to be picked up, please give us a call at 615-896-5730.
Jennifer Sanchez joining us today with Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon. And that's going to do it here for Rutherford Issues. For now, be sure to check out the podcast. It's always up there at WGNSradio.com under podcast. Just look for Rutherford Issues.